And it's of course, subroutines are incredibly important, and it's very important to get distributions correct in subroutines, because Fortran 90 and HPF get their power from calling intrinsics, which are subroutines or runtime. And so we're going to be calling huge libraries, matrix libraries, which matrix libraries are going to assume a particular distribution of matrix of the parallel matrix. So this issue of passing distributions across subroutine boundaries is of great importance, and so requires, so it's actually unfortunate that it's not so easy to do. And it's a rather inelegant case. So, so there are about four cases, or so, well, three or four cases, depending how you count. So the first case is that the subroutine is written assuming a particular mapping. So a good example of that is matrix arithmetic. We use the LAPAC or ScalarPAC parallel matrix library that assumes a block cyclic distribution, because it knows the block cyclic is typically the optimal distribution for matrices. So I believe that that will be an example of a library that will be coded with a particular distribution. And if the array ain't in that distribution, it must be remapped. So there's got to be effectively a redistribute command before the subroutine gets going. So it's got to have a wrapper around it which redistributes the data, whether it calls a hardcore parallel algorithm, which will only be coded for one particular distribution algorithm. Remember, we have this complication that, again, typically, subroutines are pre-compiled, although Kennedy would say that's the wrong thing to do. Kennedy would say that with today's technology, you do whole program compilation, and you hand the subroutines to the compiler to compile at the same time as the main program. But most people don't do that. They assume they've compiled the subroutine, and that's sitting there as an executable, and then they compile the main routine, or the main routines which call the subroutine. And so that means that that subroutine that was compiled at the time, it had no idea what the array's distribution was. So that's why Kennedy's approach of whole program compilation is technically much easier, because then you can have a single compiler which knows everything about the arrays and knows what was passed. So, you know, so I would view this as the default. The default, which would happen in most cases with some predefined library, it's unreasonable for that library to be written with very many distributions. So we would essentially have to remap. However, especially if you happen to be doing whole program, or at least you're compiling at the same time, the subroutine in principle can be written so it can use any mapping. And then the argument should be passed and used with the current mapping. And then there's a special complication as to whether or not we need to remap due to array sections being passed. Because in Fortran 90, we're allowed to specify these array sections, which are extract subarrays from arrays, and a subarray doesn't have the same distribution as an array. It's related, but not the same. So there's a lot of complication. And that's meant to be